Stop by your nearest Macy's or go to Macy's.com today.
Gym class coming your way right here for Friday on 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM, KGYM. We're going to talk to Jim Nelson of the Waterloo Cedar Falls Courier, talk UNI football with Nelly, and we'll do that coming up in a little bit. We will have our prognostications sure to go wrong for Iowa State, UNI, the national college scene. We will talk about college football from last night, the opening night, if you will, of the 2016 season. All that coming up. It is a Friday edition of the Gym Class coming your way here on KGYM. Greetings, everyone. Welcome. Coming your way from our studios in the southwest side of Cedar Rapids, Gym Class here on KGYM, your afternoon programming block underway. We'll be followed by the APC. They are live at Fry Fest today. They'll be down there from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock. Be sure you stop on by, pick up one of the lineup cards with the lucky number on it from KGYM. Coming up on Tuesday, sometime between 3 o'clock until 7 o'clock, we will call out a lucky number and some cold, hard cash being given out at that time to whoever or whomever. It's whomever, isn't it, Mark Dukes? Is it whomever or whoever?
Depends on the sentence.
Well, if we call your name, whomever that would be?
Let's go with that.
Okay. You will win money coming up on Tuesday. Stop by, say hi to Todd and Tyler. Alex Wise down there, Kyle Mann, cast of thousands, and they'll be on the air live from the Coralville Marriott coming up at 4 o'clock here this afternoon. Congratulations to the Cedar Rapids Colonels, and the Colonels will be in action a week from last night with Game 2 of their first-round playoff series against a team to be determined. That'll be next Thursday, September the 8th at 6:35. We've got a family four-pack of tickets to see the Colonels in playoff action for you at Veterans Memorial Stadium, Perfect Game Field. And you can also win tickets another way. If you go to the official Z102.9 Facebook page and post a picture of you and your favorite Colonel memory from this past summer, they'll draw at random from all entries coming up on Tuesday at noon with Lady J, I believe, to win another four-pack of tickets to the playoff game next Thursday. We want a good crowd there. That's the bottom line right there, Mark.
And drew well last year, as I recall.
Yeah.
And, been a very good second half for Cedar Rapids, and hopefully the crowds will turn out for those playoff games. You mentioned Fry Fest, at which Todd Brommelkamp, Tyler Ryder, and much of the rest of our staff are there. They'll be broadcasting live 4 to 7. It's just the start of a big weekend here at KGYM Radio. We'll have Before the Boom, the Iowa Hawkeye pregame show, tomorrow at 12:30 on 106.3 FM, 107.5 FM. Scott and I will be joined by Tyler Todd and Alex Kuhn. And then after the final gun, the Iowa Hawkeye postgame show, live from Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City. After the final gun, we'll have analysis. Take your calls, your texts. Todd Brommelkamp will join Tyler and myself from the stadium after the game, collecting audio.
Traffic
from
pending.
Kirk Ferentz, yeah. Audio from Kirk Ferentz and the players and whatnot. So it's here.
It is here. And with that in mind, poll question for you. Brought to you at KGYMradio.com, and it's brought to you by Emil's Hideaway in First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, behind the Taco Johns, next to the Home Depot. Another Iowa-centric question today.
How many games will the Hawkeyes lose this season? How many will they lose? Five choices. Would it be none, one, two, three, or four or more? Vote at KGYMradio.com.
Go ahead and vote. Before we dive into college football too much, there is golf going on in Boston, in Norton, Massachusetts, as a matter of fact. That's where it's being played, the TPC of Boston, the Deutsche Bank Championship. This is the second leg of the FedEx Cup. And Zach Johnson just about to conclude his round today.
Yeah, near as we can tell, the city of Norton not named after any ancestor of Rob Norton.
As far as we know.
Zach Johnson on his 13th hole today, stands at one under par for the round, three birdies, two bogeys, and he currently sits tied for 46th, but only four strokes back of the joint leaders, Paul Casey, Fabian Gomez, Brian Stewart, and Tony Finau. The latter of the two there, Stewart and Finau, still on the course. Big pack at minus four that includes Jim Furyk. God, he's playing good, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
Adam Scott and about eight others. So this is the second leg of the FedEx Cup. It'll the field of 100 will be cut to 70 for next week. And right now, Zach Johnson went into the tournament at, about 52nd place right now, projected. He's at 59, so he's going to have a good tournament here to get to next week.
Yeah. So we'll keep tabs on Zach, let you know how he finishes up. We also will keep tabs. As Harry Carey put it in 84, the good Lord wants the Cubs to win.
Don't they? Wow.
No hitter going on in the sixth inning right now by John Lester as the Cubs with a 2-0 lead over the Giants. We'll keep you updated on that as they head to the seventh inning in a snappy ball game at Wrigley Field. But the topic to talk about is college football and high school football. We got football tonight for you. A pair of games, top 10 battles, KGYM, 7 o'clock. Fingers crossed with the pregame shows, as it will be. I will be at Kingston with John and Dennis, as it will be Kennedy and Wash going at it. Wash is the home team, so they will be on the press box side, the west side. Should be a big crowd out there tonight. Two teams in the top 10. And then Alex Kuhn and his great crew will be down at Regina. It'll be Regina, number 1 in 1A, taking on number 9 in 3A, Solon. Solon knocked off Mount Vernon, who was 2A number 1 last week. They're going to try for two for knocking off number 1s. And Regina's going to try to avoid an 0-2 start, which is unthinkable in the 6-in-a-row state championships that Marv Cook has put together.
It is indeed. Great lineup of games tonight. The Kolach Bowl going on. Yep. Jefferson at Prairie tonight. And congratulations to Alburnett. They're going to unveil their new football stadium tonight.
Yeah, new complex, which is just south of the town of Alburnett. And a lot of blood, sweat, and tears have gone into that. And they will host Belle Plaine coming up tonight. Don't forget, after the game, scoreboard show brought to you by J.D. Byrider, I beg your pardon, and that will come your way through 11 o'clock with all the area scores, top 10 scores, reports, and more with Jeff Downing and a cast of thousands helping us out with that. So we'll look forward to that coming up this evening.
My remote got a workout last night. I don't know about you, but it was a night of football. I caught Tennessee, Minnesota, Indiana, watched a little bit of the Twins and White Sox only because it was the first time in 14 games that looked like the Twins would win, and they did.
Yeah, they did. Congratulations. So,
a little bit of the Bears, not much, because none of the starters really played. But I was going back and forth in rapid speed last night, it seemed like.
Until the second half of Tennessee and Appalachian State. And that thing, I tell you what, that was pretty cool. I think Appy State did not get nearly as much credit as they should have coming into that game. They have credit now. Appalachian State was an 11-game winner last year. Division champ, I believe, in the Sun Belt. Bowl champion in the Camellia Bowl. How can we forget that? And had most of their players, top billing players, coming back for this year. Mm-hmm. That was a tough opener for the Tennessee Volunteers.
Yeah, that's a good team. I don't think Tennessee played particularly well, especially the offensive line. When you have a guy like Jalen Hurd, you would expect him to run pretty effectively against an FCS school. But give Appy State credit. Led for much of the game, and then Tennessee won it in overtime. So would you say you texted Rusty last night?
I did. Rusty is fine. Nowhere near any ledges or anything like that. Everything is good. Everything is fine.
You said a win is a win.
I said a win's a win, man. I think we could have communicated with Tyler Ryder as well. The text, win is a win, man.
The text I got was something to the effect, this is the number 9 team in the land. We're all in trouble.
And you make your most improvement from week 1 to week 2 in any football season. That is what every coach tells me, and I do believe that. Minnesota win last night. Indiana win last night. As far as Big Ten schools are concerned, Indiana Had a bit of a dogfight through three quarters, but then they pulled away at the end. Minnesota, a little tougher against Oregon State, came down to a one-score game in that one. I think the Gophers looked okay. Mitch Leidner's really good. Really good quarterback. If Minnesota didn't have him, they would be in some trouble because they got a lot of youngsters at this point. But Leidner kind of put the whole team on his back last night in the second half and said, follow me, guys.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Minnesota with a 30-23 victory over Oregon State. I like that. Big Ten, Pac-12, that's good stuff. And then Indiana, as you mentioned, pulled away and beat Florida International 34-13. Probably the highlight of the evening, though, is that Tennessee game. But I was interested to see how the two Big Ten teams rolled out first, and we're going to see a lot more tonight and Saturday.
Absolutely, and a great, great slate coming up on Saturday. That's going to be great. We've got a game as well tomorrow night on the FMs, 107.5, 106.3 FM. Immediately following the live postgame show from Coach's Corner, Alabama, USC. We got that game. We got Iowa State and UNI coming up 5 o'clock on 1600 AM and the Before the Boom pregame show at 1230 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. So lots of football coming up in the offing. No-hitter, I believe, has just gone by the wayside.
Yeah, Hunter Pence, 2-out solo home run to break up the no-hitter.
So it is now no-hitter gone, shutout gone. It's now a 2-1 game in favor of the Cubs over the San Francisco Giants.
Another update, Zach Johnson has birdied his third straight hole at the Deutsche Bank, climbing up the leaderboard, now tied for 27th at -2 through 13 holes, and he is only 3 back of the leaders right now.
All right, we'll keep you updated on Zach and everything else going on. But we mentioned Iowa State, UNI. We're going to talk UNI football. Jim Nelson from the Waterloo Cedar Falls Courier is going to join us, so stay tuned. More to come here on the Friday edition of the Gym Class, and we'll get to it right after this here on KGYM.
Your building might look good, but how about your parking lot? Faded lines, potholes, and cracks can ruin a good first impression. Fixing your lot can be more affordable than you think. Pate Asphalt will be happy to come take a look and give you a free estimate. They do everything, repair, striping, sealing, and they've been doing top-notch work around here for over 30 years. So let your parking lot impress your customers before they even step inside. Pave it to last with Pate Asphalt. Contact them at pateasphalt.com.
Play the greens and save some green now at St. Andrews Golf Club. Monday through Friday before 1 and after 5, ride 18 holes for $22. Bring your juniors with you because kids 12 and under play free anytime Monday through Friday. And on weekend evenings, take in a relaxing 18 holes with a cart for just $22 too. Only at St. Andrews Golf Club, 1866 Blair's Ferry Road Northeast in Cedar Rapids. All items subject to sales tax, special prices for walk-ins only, not scheduled outings.
Labor Day weekend and Hawkeye football. All right, Hawk fans, this is Levi Walker with Billion Chevy Buick GMC Cadillac. I'd like to take this opportunity to wish everyone a great Labor Day weekend. And to celebrate a Hawks win and kick off another great year, we're opening our doors on Labor Day with some of the best deals of the year. So stop in on Monday because we're here from 10 to 6. Only at Billion Chevy Buick GMC Cadillac of Iowa City or find new roads at BillionAuto.com.
Hello, spring. Goodbye, smooth ride. When Old Man Winter has his way with the highways have their way with your steering and suspension. Now you've got a choice. Overcorrect and hold on tight, or clear your Saturday for a weekend in the garage with quality Moog parts from your neighborhood Advance Auto Parts. You can also buy tried and true Moog parts online and pick them up at your local store just 30 minutes later. Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back on the road. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really, because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like Contour Next and Walgreens True Metrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens at the corner of happy and healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Covering Eastern Iowa sports for more than 40 years combined. UNASH and Dukes. The Gym Class on KGYM.
We welcome you back, 318. Don't forget, Todd and Tyler broadcasting live from the Coralville Marriott at Fry Fest. That will get underway at 4 o'clock here on KGYM. Looking forward to that. Looking forward to Iowa State UNI coming up. The old coach is here this weekend, Mark, and looking pretty good at age 87.
Yes, he was present at the unveiling of the statue that was done by a couple in Kelowna, I should say. It looks, the likeness is pretty good.
It's good. I think it looks pretty good.
Fry, at 87, experienced a lot of his wit over the years. And typical Hayden Fry, his comment was, I don't know who posed for it. He sure is good looking.
As only he can do.
He does look good.
He does. He does. More on that with the guys at Fry Fest coming up in just a little bit. Iowa State UNI tomorrow, 5 o'clock pregame. We'll have it on 1600 AM for you and 7:05 with the kickoff at Jack Trice Stadium. And among those in attendance will be Jim Nelson, who joins us from the Waterloo Cedar Falls Courier. And Jim, thanks for joining us today. The summer's over. Are you all ready for football?
You bet, guys. I'm ready to roll.
Hey, before we get to that, though, Mark and I, we'd like to share our condolences to everybody, the staff at the Courier. I think when we heard the news about Jim Sullivan, I think everybody was just punched in the gut. And I can't imagine. It was probably one of the toughest weeks, if not the hardest week, for you guys and gals up there in Waterloo Cedar Falls.
It certainly has been. You know, it's the first couple of days you just kept on. You didn't think it was true. You just kept on thinking he was going to walk through the door. But as the week progressed, and the services this week, it's kind of set in. And I'm glad there's something to keep our mind off it. You know, a little bit of football. I'm glad it would have been harder in the middle of the summer. Now there's things to keep our minds off it. He's a big loss for us. We miss him every day.
He certainly is. But a Sully, I would think, would want to say "Onward, boys," something like that.
Be something. His pops and his little quips and sayings, that's something we're going to really miss.
And we shall. And tomorrow night, Iowa State, you and I get together. Is you and I equipped to pull an upset?
You know, they got the right pieces. We'll see what happens. I mean, I like their offense. They took a little bit of hit when Bryce Sweeney went down, but they're still going to return four guys. You got starting experience there, and then you put Aaron Bailey and Tyvus Smith. Those guys that get going on the ground, they maybe ground out some games, slow that game down a little bit. And if they can do that and keep it close in the fourth quarter, it's going to be interesting, I think.
Well, that's kind of been the recipe for Mark Farley when he's taken UNI teams down to Jack Trice Stadium. Keep it close, keep it close. All but I think one of the games down in Ames have been close, one-score games going into the fourth quarter, and UNI has picked a couple of them.
Yeah, last year's got away from them, but that was a thing where, they came in, they had new offensive coordinator, Bailey wasn't quite sure. They really didn't even name a starting quarterback, although everybody thought it was going to be Aaron Bailey. They didn't name a quarterback until almost the day of the game, and so that one got away. But if you look at the previous ones, the last two, 2011, Iowa State won by one, kind of escaped, I think, a last-second play there. And Josh Lenz with a big catch down the corner end zone. I might be wrong on that. And then, and then you and I came back and won by eight in 2013. You look at them, there's a lot of close games, one, two-score games.
Jim, a lot of talk around these parts this week about the possibility of Jalen Reima seeing the field as a true freshman on the Cedar Rapids Prairie. We've seen him. He's a heck of an athlete. There's no question. Does he see the field tomorrow? And if so, how much?
I tell you what, I think he's in the mix to play. I know they released the two deep early on Monday, and that wasn't the right two deep. It hadn't gotten Farley's stamp of approval, and he was number one at that time. When it came back, the next two deep was gone. You don't know what kind of games Farley's playing there. I think he's going to play. Every practice I've been to, he's ran with the ones and the twos. So I think he's going to play. How much, I don't know. They returned three or four guys with a lot of experience. Charles Brown, DeRuice Fountain, Marcus Waymiller, Logan Cunningham. So they got four experienced guys. And then they really used Michael Malloy out of the backfield as another receiver too. So, but I think he's going to see some. I think they have some set plays for him and Christian Jingen and maybe even Isaiah Weston. I think those freshman receivers are going to see some time, or at least maybe one or two of those guys. And I think Reima's right there because, like I said, I've seen him run with the ones and twos quite a bit here in the preseason camp.
And Jim, this offense, this could be one of the best offenses that Mark Farley has had. You got a good wide receiver core, as you mentioned, good running backs, a quarterback that can throw it. He certainly can run it. But the offensive line has got some real stalwarts up there to help block for these guys.
Yeah, you look at center Robert Rathje. He's gonna be a potential All American candidate. All Big, I almost said All Big Ten. I meant All Missouri Valley. But you know, and then you know, Cal Twait started as a true freshman last year. Started the first 7 or 8 games, and then he had a season-ending injury. So he's back. He was a little banged up in preseason camp. He's practiced all week, so he holds down the left-handed tackle. And then you look at Trevor Hansen and Jacob Appleman. Have both got plenty of experience up there. Appleman will take over right tackle for Bryce Sweeney, who was listed on the second depth chart, but as last I saw, he hadn't practiced yet this preseason, so I highly doubt we're going to see Bryce Sweeney. He had back surgery about a week before preseason camp. I just don't think if he plays this year, he's going to be even ready at this time. But that line, they've got some experience. A couple of the backups also got to play a little bit last year, so, you know, and Tyler Putney. So, you know, as one of them, he played all over the line. So I think, that, you know, they got some experience there. And, you know, like I said, if they can slow this game down and not let the Iowa State get going fast, you know, they'll be able to move the ball.
What's Mark Farley's biggest concern about Iowa State, knowing that the Cyclones come in with a brand-new head coach?
You know, I wrote about it today. He basically said, you know, he wasn't so concerned about what Matt Campbell was going to do. He was concerned about Iowa State's personnel. And then he goes, all I have to do is look at Alan Lazard and Mike Warren and, you know, those guys. And I go, those are two of the best guys we're going to see all year. We have to defend those guys. And that's the people we got. We got to look at their personnel, and they've got good personnel. And, you know, and that's what he's scared. He's, you know, I don't want to say maybe scared, but most concerned with, you know, how they're going to contain Lazard when he gets the ball in his hand, and can they get enough hats to the ball to, you know, to slow down Mike Warren and not let him get loose. Those are the big things. It's going to start with that defensive line, and it's going to be interesting to see how that inexperienced Iowa State line is going to handle Carter Schultz up there, who, you know, 23.5 tackles for loss last year. That's going to be an interesting battle. If he's in the backfield a lot, you know, that could cause Iowa State some problems.
Jim Nelson, Waterloo Cedar Falls Courier, covers the UNI football team. He's joining us here on the Friday edition of the Gym Class at 3:26. And Jim, talking about all the experience in the offensive side, aside from Carter Schultz, the defensive side, there's some newbies back there, especially in the back four. What about this defense? How good do you think they can be in the middle part of the season and by the time the end of the Valley season comes?
You know, I think it's going to be a good group. It's just who's going to be the guys out there. They've been running 7 or 8 defensive backs back there. It's going to be interesting to see which 4 take the field first. Oh, actually, I know one of them. It's going to be Jameson Whiting. That's the only guy Mark Farley said would start. He'll start at corner. He'll probably be the guy that lines up with Lazard a lot, 6'3", 185 pounds out of Minneapolis. He's been around. He's just been behind 2 guys that are right now sitting in NFL camp still, and Mackinton Dorleant and DeAndre Hall. He just hasn't been able to, you know, crack the lineup, but he's played a lot of nickel and, you know, relieve those guys. So that's one guy that's going to be out there. But then you're going to look, they got 3 transfers in they brought in. Tyrell Lyons is going to be at safety, Florida State kid. Malcolm Washington was a starter for a while last year for 7 or 8 games at Fresno State. He's in camp. And then they got another kid from Northern Illinois, Elijah Campbell, who play at safety. So, and then a familiar name will play at the other corner, it looks like, or play corner, Ray Buchanan Jr. He has also been around for 2 or 3 years and has played some. So those are the guys back there it's going to be interesting. That's a new group. But you lost 2 guys that are in the pros and Tim Kilfoy, who was an all-conference safety. So then those guys combined, I think, had 11 years of starting experience.
An interesting name on offense, at least for those of us in eastern Iowa, tight end Elias Nissen. We saw how excellent he was here in eastern Iowa. He appears to be the tight end, if not one of the tight ends right now. How big of a weapon can he be?
He can be it. Farley has talked a lot about him as really maturing and getting bigger as he came in. He was a little undersized last year. He was like the 3rd tight end last year. He played some in 3 tight end packages, you know, but now he's up to 255 pounds on that 6'4 frame. And, you know, he's going to be their number one guy. He's going to be somebody. I think last year they got away from the tight end. Aaron Bailey's got to find him, you know, a big target to hit over the middle, you know, and really that's one area, that's another area the Panthers are really lean at. Elias Nissen and Griffin Gaeta are the two guys, the veterans back, and then it's going to probably be a true freshman, and Bradley Moore is going to be the third tight end this year. So it's, they lost, they had a redshirt freshman coming in, and he had a lower leg injury, Taylor Ostetter. So they're really thin at tight end, maybe three or four deep there. So if one guy goes down, they're going to have to change some things up.
One position also that somebody needs to step up, replacing the big shoes of Schmadtke at the kicking spot. And you and I see Mark Farley seems to always trot out somebody that can kick the ball really well in the dome. Does he have somebody waiting in the wings this year?
He's got two candidates, and both are interesting. Matt Easley is the guy that's been around most. He's a senior out of Newton. He lost the job to a kid by the name of Austin Eartham. I think he's out of Kelowna. He went to Drake to play soccer.
Yep.
Emailed Farley last spring, said, I want to try out for the football team, came, and he won the job. Basically, was the number one guy coming out of spring. He's a left-handed kicker. They haven't had a left-handed kicker since McKenzie Homebreaker was in town. That was like 2003. So left-handed, I think he can get it done. He's really what I've seen. He's boomed it. I saw him on Monday. He had a little off Monday, and so I think it could go down. Farley said it could go down to pregame, how they kick in pregame, who he sends out there. But right now, Austin Eartham is on the number one, is number one on the depth chart. But I think Matt Easley is right there pushing him.
We know about David Johnson of the Arizona Cardinals. Does DeAndre Hall make the Bears?
Oh, I think so. I think they're so depleted right now at cornerback. I think Tracy Porter's hurt, and their other corner's hurt. I think DeAndre might find himself starting.
Mm-hmm.
But he's played a lot. He's had to play a lot early on, and everything I've read out of Chicago is he's going to be a big part of their plans this year. If not one of the not one of the starters, but probably the third guy, or the nickelback.
You had a pick against Scott's Chiefs, I know.
But we won the game. What do you see in the crystal ball tomorrow night, Jim? I think this could be. You could see some offensive fireworks, I think, in this game, because the two offenses are certainly the two better sides of the football for these two football teams, and you're going to have a sky-high Iowa State bunch under Matt Campbell for his first game. What do you see in Ames tomorrow night?
I see a close game. This is as good as you and I was last year defensively. I think they're more balanced this year. Their offense is way farther ahead of the game right now. If they can get some points on, the defense can make a couple stops. Can we run with this in game? I see it a one-score game in the fourth quarter. Now, I'm not great at predictions, I got to favor Iowa State just a little bit because it's Matt Campbell's first game, and they're going to be pretty jacked up. And that'd be a wrong way to set the tone of the Matt Campbell era by letting the first-year head coach lose his first game. So I think it's going to be somewhere around 28-24, somewhere like that. It's going to be a barn burner.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a fun game as well. And how do you envision the Valley season going? Another playoff squad for Mark Farley when all the smoke clears?
I think so, but boy, they got a tough early schedule. You know, they wrap up, they come back, they post Montana next week, who's ranked in the top 20, and then they go to Eastern Washington, who's ranked in the top 15 or so. I mean, their first three games out of the gate is pretty tough, and then you get into the Valley schedule, and it is always tough. But I think because of how good they are, they got five teams in. I think if they can survive this early part of the schedule, I see them in the playoffs, and they're going to give some people trouble in the playoffs just like they did last year. I think if anybody's set to maybe dethrone North Dakota State this year in the Valley, I think you and I could be that team. It's interesting how this defense comes together. That defensive backfield's got to grow up real fast.
Do you have any strategy, Jim, on your trip to Washington for staring into that red turf for 3.5 hours?
I think I'm going to have to wear my sunglasses the whole game. What do they call that, the Inferno or something like that?
Something like that. It is one ugly football field.
Yeah, I think I'll just have to wear my sunglasses even if it's dark out, because I'm not sure. I can't even watch a game. I can't even watch Boise State play.
And this is worse, I think.
Yeah.
Harder.
It's red.
For folks that don't know, Eastern Washington, one of the better 1AA teams, FCS teams in the country, has a red turf, Mark, just like Boise State has a blue turf.
Shouldn't be allowed. I don't think.
It really stands out.
Well, Jim, have fun in Ames tomorrow night, and we'll talk to you soon, and we'll see what happens with this edition of the UNI football team. Appreciate it.
You bet, guys. Thanks for having me on.
All right. Jim Nelson, follow him at the Waterloo Cedar Falls Courier. Does a good job up there. And I think it's going to be a good game tomorrow night between Iowa State and UNI. I'm with Jim. I got to give Iowa State a little bit of a cushion in that one. Just a little bit of a cushion. But we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah, unless you have Cyclones.tv, there's no television available. So you might as well tune in to 1600 a.m. tomorrow.
Absolutely.
To catch the game.
Absolutely. We'll have it for you. UNI fans, Iowa State fans, 1600 a.m. coming up tomorrow night. Tomorrow evening, if you will, at 5 o'clock with the pregame. They'll kick it off just past 7 o'clock from over at Jack Trice Stadium in Ames. All right, we're going to get you a bottom-of-the-hour ESPN Extra Point coming your way. That'll be in just a bit. And then Mark and I are going to have our fearless predictions for the college football season. We'll talk Iowa. We'll talk Iowa State. We'll take your text, 319-366-1600 as well, 319-366-1600 on the KGYM text line. And you can agree with us, you can disagree with us, whatever the case may be. There are no right answers, there are no wrong answers. Isn't that great about testing? It's the way it should have been through school when I was there, Mark.
I think that's called pass-fail.
So we will get to that coming up here in just a little bit. Right now, though, we're going to give you an opportunity to pick up a family four-pack of tickets to see Game 2 of next Thursday night's Cedar Rapids Colonels. First round, best of three, Midwest League playoff series against a team yet to be determined. It will get underway at 6:35, and we've got a four-pack, our final one to give away. We'll do that to caller number 6 at 319-366-1600, 319-366-1600, you will get a four-pack of tickets to next Thursday night's Game 2, the Cedar Rapids Colonels in the Midwest League playoffs. This Extra Point is brought to you by Hunter's Ridge Golf Course in Marion. Take advantage of their Dew Sweeper special every Monday through Friday before 11 o'clock. Back after this on KGYM.
Play your next round of golf at Hunter's Ridge Golf Course. Take advantage of the Dew Sweeper special every Monday through Friday before 11 a.m. Need some practice? Nothing compares to Hunter's Ridge Practice Facility with a driving range, chipping green, and large putting green. Hunter's Ridge is a daily fee course just outside the city noise on the north edge of Marion. Make Hunter's Ridge Golf Course your place to play and practice. Come play where the pros play. Hunter's Ridge Golf Course in Marion.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point. With Jeff Dickerson.
I don't think that Fred Taylor's out to make any sort of financial gain by this. Hopefully he's done quite well with himself. And, you know, I'm sure he made some good money while he was playing. But it's just to prove again that, I mean, these players are under enormous pressure to play. And here's one thing. You know, I disagree with Jay Cutler on a lot of things. And I have since 2009. But Jay Cutler believes that availability is the most important thing for any player. And Jay has said on multiple occasions, you know, like, why do you rush back so fast from injuries? And he does. This guy will come back fast, okay? He goes, if I'm not out there, they will find somebody else. And that is the reality. No matter how good you are, how bad you're hurt, and how much the team feels sorry for you, they will find somebody else. And that's the pressure these guys are facing every day.
You know, Golic, other wireless providers say they will cut your bill in half, but who knows what kind of coverage you're going to get.
When you switch to Straight Talk Wireless, you get nationwide coverage on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks and still save on your wireless bill every month.
You get the unlimited plan for just $45 a month. No contracts, no credit checks, no mystery fees.
And get this, with Straight Talk's Bring Your Own Phone plan, you can keep your phone, your number, and even your network when you switch.
Straight Talk Wireless, best phones, best networks, half the cost.
Top appliance brands like GE, Samsung, and LG have a brand new home. JCPenney now sells major appliances in select stores and on JCP.com. From washing machines and dryers to refrigerators and more. Save up to 30% plus get 30-month special financing on purchases of $7.99 or more after discounts with your JCPenney credit card. You'll also get free delivery and basic installation on purchases over $2.99. Hurry in now or go to JCP.com/appliances for details. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Subject to credit approval, must request at time of purchase. See store associate for details. Available in select stores. Financing terms valid 824 to 914.
Little Caesars, home of the $5 Hot and Ready Classic, presents Loaded Crazy Bread Bites. And you know what they say, new product, new spokesperson. We're still in the testing phase, but hear us out. Whistle Talker!
New Loaded Crazy Bread Bites. We took our famous crazy bread and made bite-sized pieces.
Grandma!
Then we added cheddar cheese sauce, applewood bacon, and melted mozzarella.
Thanks, Grandma. We'll keep in touch.
Okay.
Try our new Loaded Crazy Bread Bites for just $4, only at Little Caesars. At participating locations plus tax.
Pizza, pizza.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Next spring, I want my lawn to be the best lawn on the block.
I told Anthony if he wants the best lawn, he's going to have to start preparing this fall with Scott's Turf Builder.
Ace is a place that's two seasons ahead. Spoiler alert, the lawn ends up looking great.
Now through Labor Day, get up to $5 in instant savings on select Scott's lawn food. Ace Rewards members save instantly in store. Selection varies by region. Store stock only. See participating stores for details.
GEICO presents a voicemail from your friend, Tree Branch.
Hi, it's me, Tree Branch. So, about the other night, look, it's no secret your roof and I never quite got along. It's a roof and I'm a branch, and that's how these things go. But I'm calling to say I'm really, truly sorry about what I did to your gutters and skylight. And also, I'm not paying for the damage. Okay, bye.
Trees never pay for roof damage. Luckily, one call to the GEICO Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
Hey, we love Burger King grilled dogs. They're made with 100% beef, and they're 100%. They're so good, they make us want to sing like...
I can't believe it. Burger King made a grilled dog made with 100% beef. Flame grilled anytime you want.
Labor Day shouldn't mean labor at your grill all day. Get out of your backyard and get over to Burger King for a classic flame-grilled hot dog for just a buck. It's the Dollar Classic Grill Dog Deal this weekend, only at Burger King. At participating restaurants, valid September 3rd and 4th. Limit 5 per transaction while supplies last.
They go to the ballpark to watch the game. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes, the Gym Class, KGYM.
Back with you here on the Friday edition of the Gym Class, KGYM. And thanks to Jess from Urbana. She was the winner of our four-pack of tickets to see the Colonels playoff game coming up next Thursday. And he'll have a good time out there. So thanks to everybody for calling in. Got about 15 minutes or so left in our portion of our local programming today. Don't forget to stop on by at the Coralville Marriott. Say hi to Todd and Tyler and the entire gang down there as they will be at Fry Fest. And looking forward to hearing all the good stories. Maybe they had a chance to talk to Hayden, take a look at the statue, other things like that. So, yeah. We'll hear all the exploits from the guys coming up at 4 o'clock, and then we'll throw you right to high school football coming up after that. Zach still on the course, or how are we doing?
Zach is still on the course. He still is at minus two for the day through 14 holes, playing his 15th right now. He made three birdies in a row on the back nine during one stretch. He is four back of the leader, Brian Stewart. I think it's worth mentioning, too, Scott, the NFL teams are cutting down to 53-man rosters by the middle of the afternoon tomorrow. Jake Rudock had a heck of a game last night.
Yes, he did.
For the Detroit Lions. 171 yards passing and three touchdowns. And from what I've read today, the Detroit Press and other places, he's making a huge bid to be the backup quarterback to Matt Stafford. Dan Orlovsky appeared to be the incumbent there, but Rudock making a heck of a bid and still could stick if the Lions decide to keep three quarterbacks. Tavon Smith, former Iowa wide receiver, caught a game-winning touchdown pass last night. Austin Blythe started at center, I think, for, who was that? I can't remember. Colts, maybe?
I think it was the Colts, yeah. But don't quote me on it.
Any rate, stay tuned tomorrow afternoon and throughout the weekend as NFL teams reach their final roster number.
Looks like four Hawkeyes are going to make the Denver Broncos. James Ferentz, Casey Kreider, kind of knew Casey Kreider was going to make it as a long snapper, but Henry Krieger Coble and B.J. Lowry are all looking to make the Denver Broncos. Anyway, we'll keep you updated.
Ferentz has had surgery, so he's going to miss a little bit of time.
Yeah, he is going to miss a little bit of time.
Yeah, Kreider has won the long snapping job, and that's a great story there. Former walk-on from where?
DeWitt! 3:43 here on the program. College football got started last night in earnest, getting started on Saturday. A few games tonight. Michigan State has a warm-up tonight, I believe, against Furman. Which is not a bad 1AA team. Don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong, but Michigan State should win. What we're going to do here for the next few minutes, and you can chime in as well, 319-366-1600 on the text line, or just give us a call. We'll try to get you through here, is kind of give our fearless predictions on Iowa State, you and I, the Big Ten, Big 12, and maybe even our Final Four here. I threw my Final Four in because, you know, the way I make predictions, one of these, if I make enough of them, one of them is going to stick. One of them is going to work. After all these years,
you probably fill out a half a dozen NCAA tournament brackets too. Huh?
One sheet of integrity, Mark. That is always, that's the only thing I'm actually halfway decent in, is the NCAA tournament. I won a couple of those. I'm not telling the government, but I guess I just did. Anyway, would you like to start? Or would you like me to start as far as the Hawks?
Well, we're going to start with Iowa, and I think. I circled four games on the schedule that I think are possible losses. Not that the other eight opponents won't pose some problems for Iowa, but I think October 8th at Minnesota, that's always a tough game.
Don't care. And, don't care where it is, what the case is. Always a tough game.
And Minnesota definitely wants to get Floyd back. And they got Penn State. I don't know why people are penciling that in the W column for Iowa right now. Going to Penn State and playing a night game out there on the 5th of November, I don't think that's going to be easy. I think everybody would agree Michigan the following week at home, night game, that's going to be a whale of a game. And then that traditional closer, what has become the traditional closer, Nebraska, even though it's in Kinnick Stadium, each of those teams could be playing for a division title. I've got Iowa 9-3. I don't know if the Hawkeyes are going to lose to any of those four or three out of the four, what have you. Iowa State's not going to be an easy game.
No, it is not. Never is.
Never is. Except back in the Hayden Fry days.
And those days aren't around anymore. Except Hayden's around. It's
unreasonable to think that Iowa will go 12-0 again. I'm set at 9-3.
9-3. All right. Very good. I'm right there with you. I think it's going to be 9-3, and I hope no one is disappointed at 9-3. That's the one thing I really want to throw out there. If indeed Iowa goes 9-3, if I told an Iowa fan in July of 2015, hey, would you take 21 wins over the next two regular seasons? What do you think they would say?
Why couldn't we win 22? I know people like that.
Yeah, you're probably right. Why? What the heck happened on number 22 there? No, I think people would take it. And I'm not sure where those losses are going to come. I have no idea. Like you said, you gave some of the games that are worth noting, worth watching. I agree with that. I'd even throw Northwestern in there.
Sure.
Even though it's in Iowa City, but Northwestern, as always, at least since Fitzgerald has gotten there, has been a little bit of a thorn in the side of the Hawkeyes. I will say this. I think the Western Division Championship is going to come down to Black Friday in Iowa City between Iowa and Nebraska. And I think whoever wins that game, with all due respect to Wisconsin and Minnesota, who has kind of the easiest schedule going through there and has a pretty darn good quarterback in Mitch Leidner, I think it comes down to the Heroes game between Iowa and Nebraska. But I'm going to stick with 9-3. I'm going to stick with 9-3.
As far as Iowa State goes, we know about the schedule. The schedule is difficult in the league each and every year. The non-conference schedule, Northern Iowa, Iowa, and San Jose State, two out of those three are at home. San Jose State actually a week after the league opener against TCU in Fort Worth. I've got Iowa State at 4-8 with possibility of 6-6, depending on what we see. First of all, what we see out of the Cyclones, I think some of the position groups are really good. It depends on the development of the offensive line. We know about Mike Warren, an excellent group of receivers, I think, excellent group of defensive backs in my mind, and you need those in the Big 12. But I think I'm as interested in seeing what Iowa State can do as anything in the state this year because of Matt Campbell in his first year.
If Iowa State can get through the first six, seven games, then get through the Texas game in Austin October 15th with three wins, I think Iowa State's got about a 40-60 chance to make it to a bowl game.
Well, we agree tomorrow night is paramount.
Oh, have to win.
Yeah.
Iowa State has to win. UNI is playing with house money tomorrow night. But UNI or Iowa State has to win that football game. I don't think there's any doubt about that. But you take a look at the last five games outside of the Thursday nighter against Oklahoma, you've got three other games at home. Four of the last five are at home. And you've got Kansas State, Texas Tech, and West Virginia. If you're Iowa State, you should be in those games. Those are the games in the Big 12 you should be in. And then the one road trip is to Lawrence against a Kansas team that I think is the worst Power 5 team in America right now. Bill Self could go in there and help out at this point, I think, the Kansas football program. I'm going to say 5-7 for Iowa State, but okay. They can get six, but they have to win tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? 319-366-1600 on the KGYM text line out there. If you have comments, if you disagree with us, if you agree with us, if you disagree with us, don't just use kind words, and we'll read it on the air.
As far as Northern Iowa, I don't have a win total or a record to predict, but I will say this. I think the Panthers will live up to their national ranking, which is number 5 right now, make a decent run into the playoffs. I don't know if it will win the conference. I wasn't particularly impressed with North Dakota State in its opener. I know that team will improve, and it's got great tradition with 5 national titles. But I think you and I can contend and perhaps will.
For you and I put down 8-3. I put down an 8-3 season. Jim Nelson, as we talked with him a little bit earlier on, he hit the nail on the head. Really, really difficult non-conference schedule for UNI. If they can get through that healthy, if they can get through that with one win, two would be great.
Mm-hmm.
With Eastern Washington, Montana, and Iowa State in there. But then it's a gauntlet. I mean, 5 teams made it into the playoffs from the Missouri Valley Conference. You have North Dakota State, who's won it for 5 straight years. Illinois State, they had the most graduation losses, but you take a look at the other Dakota schools, they're going to be right there. And Youngstown State, I think, is going to be a much better team. They're going to be back up toward the top of things. But UNI's home schedule is pretty good, and I think UNI could come out of there at 8-3, and if they do that, I think there's no problem with the Panthers making the playoffs.
On the text line, 3664, Minnesota looked horrible in all caps last night.
I wouldn't say horrible. Mitch Leidner looked really good. I don't think they were great, but Mitch Leidner carried that team.
Matt in Fairfax, Hawks will be 8-4. They never do overly well after a big year under Ferentz.
That's the one thing they got to take care of. Because, as you know, Mark, you've covered a lot of those teams in Iowa history. When Iowa usually has their name in lights on the marquee, that's when things don't usually go well.
Well, I would say with the exception of that 3-year stretch in the early 2000s when they won, 32 games, 33 games, something like that?
I said usually.
Yeah.
Usually. But that has kind of been the MO in the past. In fact, Vegas, the odds, the Vegas folks tweeted out a little bit earlier on today, the odds of Iowa winning the national championship have dropped from 100-1 to 25-1. I think a lot of Iowans have made an August trip to Vegas. And it's got a few people in Vegas a little worried about that. And that's the one head-scratching college team. Mike Halas retweeted that a little bit earlier today. That's why I know that piece of information. All right, we'll take more of your text. We need to get to a final break. We'll come back. We'll talk. We'll give our Big Ten champions, Big 12 champions, and I'm going to give my Final Four. I don't know if you're going to go out on the limb and give your Final Four, but I got my Final Four ready to go. We'll do that when we come back here in the gym class on KGYM.
Don't put off your paving project any longer. Cooler weather will be here sooner than you think. Paid Asphalt handles commercial parking lots, roadways, and your very own driveway. Serving the area for over 30 years, Pate Asphalt has decades of experience. Make your parking lot, roadway, and driveway look great. Pave it to last with Pate Asphalt. See them at pateasphalt.com.
If you want to be successful at your job, you have to have an advantage. At Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, helpwanted.com, our advantage is the hometown advantage. The advantage local people have when they work where they live. Nobody connects them with local hometown employers better than we do. And nobody has a better selection of local job openings either. Jobs with that hometown advantage. Apply online today and put it to work for you. Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, helpwanted.com. Local jobs that work.
The high school football pregame show on the gym is presented by Holmes Murphy. Thinking ahead to find insurance solutions to lower your risk, your costs, and maybe even your blood pressure. HolmesMurphy.com.
Covering everything from the preps to the pros, with a little bit of old school mentality thrown in for good measure. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on the Gym Class, KGYM.
Back at 3:54 on the Friday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. You can reach us via the text line at 319-366-1600 here in the final few minutes if you would like to give your thoughts about Big Ten champion, Big 12 champion, whatever the case may be. Cubs with an out of a 2-1 victory over the San Francisco Giants and win number 87, I believe, on the year. We will let you know if that goes final coming up here in just a moment or two. Who do you like in the Big Ten championship game, Mark?
Well, it possibly could be Iowa, but I'm with you. I'm going to say the winner of that Nebraska-Iowa game is going to go to the Big Ten championship game, and why not? I'll go with the Hawks. I don't like Michigan a whole lot in the East because it has to go to Ohio State and to Michigan State.
Yep.
Ohio State's going to reload. JT Barrett at quarterback. Michigan State is the wild card out there, and it always has been in recent years. So I'll go with Ohio State as well in the Big Ten championship game against Iowa.
Iowa-Nebraska winner against Sparty.
Good for you.
I like Michigan State. I think people are overlooking them. I think they have the best defense. Ohio State, they got to show me. I know they have the talent on paper, the 4 stars, the 5 stars, but they lost an awful lot
of talent. Better defense than Michigan?
Michigan State and Michigan. I think Michigan State could have the best defense among those three.
Better than Michigan's.
I think better than Michigan's.
Wow.
But Michigan's going to have a very good defense.
Yeah.
It's going to be one of those three. I almost would go down and bet the house on that. Who wins the Big 12?
TCU.
TCU. Good for you.
TCU, not Oklahoma.
I'm taking Oklahoma.
Is Oklahoma going to win tomorrow?
Yes.
Against Houston?
Barely.
Okay.
Barely. I took Houston and the 10 yesterday, if you remember. I think you did too, but I'm not sure on that. My Final Four. Do you have a Final Four? I have a Final Four.
Go ahead.
People love me. I'm taking two teams from the SEC. I'm taking Alabama and I'm taking LSU. I'm taking Oklahoma and I'm taking Clemson. I think the Big Ten gets shut out this year.
I will go with Alabama as well. I'm going to go with Ohio State. Clemson. And Florida State.
Florida, you and Adam Rittenberg both want Florida State.
Yeah.
All right. There you go. All right. We'll file those away because those are sure to fall apart at any moment. So we got the pregame show coming up tomorrow at 12:30 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. And that will be Before the Boom. Mark, you, Tyler, Alex will be, and eventually we hope Todd Brommelkamp will be at Coach's Corner after the game. Have a great Labor Day weekend.
We'll do. See you Tuesday.
Yep. See you Tuesday, everybody. Hey, PC from Coralville next.
There are two kinds of hot. One is where a walk to the mailbox leaves you thirsty. But with Metro PCS, you get the other kind of hot, the good kind. Because now, when you switch to Metro PCS, you get a free Samsung Galaxy. That's a really hot deal. Visit a Metro PCS store to get your free Samsung Galaxy On 5 with a big 5-inch HD screen. And get on the fast nationwide 4G LTE T-Mobile network.
Metro PCS. Wireless. Figured out. Coverage not available in some areas. Sales tax not included. Not valid for numbers currently on the T-Mobile network. See store for details, terms and conditions, and data management info.